Culture Congress. We am one of your hosts, as always, Luis Speedy Jr. Gonzalez, accompanied by the world famous and number one nighttime jock in Tampa, Florida, Mr. Joy Franchise. Joy, tell him no.
What's
happening? Yes. Mr. Tarek Lewis is not joining us today, so we will not have any funny banter. later on, we do have another show later on. You'll be watching this show Wednesday morning. I think I'm going to get this up tomorrow morning. We're recording it the night before. So actually, you watching this Wednesday or hearing this podcast Wednesday, we're going to be doing another show Wednesday night, a live show on the Facebook. And then, of course, you know, if you're listening to the podcast, you just like to hear the audio. We get on the audio as well. We upload so you can listen to it on your own time. Okay. And we'll be getting into some Game of Thrones. Well, we're going to recap Game of Thrones, all the seasons and everything that we missed. And then, from 1 through 7, right? And,
yeah, wow.
And then,
yeah, on season 8.
Yeah. We might actually do some recaps of, multiple seasons, at least episodes we can catch up on time before, the last season starts. This is the final season that will be coming out, I believe, the end of April. Is it middle of April? I forget that. Yeah. I forgot the date, but I know it's soon. Maybe another 4 weeks or so. 4 or 5 weeks, maybe?
It's coming.
It's coming soon.
Game of Thrones is coming.
Yes.
Winter is coming.
And speak about coming, and not to have your mind in the gutter, but what's actually coming. This is PG-13, the show, guys, okay? Nice. Is, of course, Marvel Cinematic Universe's first movie for 2019, Captain Marvel. And ladies and gentlemen, me and Joy Franchise had the almost privilege, to watch a preview of Captain Marvel.
I felt super, like...
super important?
Super important.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Good. That's good. It's always good to feel important, you know? I want to thank the marketing team at Sly Fox, of course, for the invite and you know, for throwing us a bone, actually, you know, giving us some exclusive content. And we, ladies and gentlemen, will be giving you our heartfelt, spoiler-free review of Captain Marvel before you spend your hard-earned dollars on the movie this weekend. It comes out Friday, March 8th. That's right. So, Joy Franchise, let them know how you feel about Captain Marvel now that you have finally experienced it and tasted it for the first time. There you go.
I know I'm gonna see it again, but I definitely felt like I was expecting just maybe a tad bit more.
A tad bit more?
How
much more do you
want?
They're gonna give you the main course comes in April, you know?
And I think that's really what it was. It's more so,
yeah,
it was the warm up before Avengers Endgame, because, you know, Marvel had talked about putting Captain Marvel in their movies since Ultron. And
that's
it's
right.
Like, how do you introduce this character? Like, how did you just pop her in an Avengers movie without giving her backstory? I think they did the story, and they did it very, very well.
Yeah.
I'm not going to, you know, take that away from them at all. I thought the story was really well thought out. Brie Larson as Carol Danvers was amazing. I enjoyed also her on-screen buddy cop feel with Samuel L. Jackson. That was really cool, as Nick Fury. It's a very feel-good story, and it is definitely a lot of, especially if you're a woman and you're going to go check out this movie, like, you're going to feel very empowered, you know, at the many times that you see, even in the trailers, Carol get knocked down and get right back up.
Right.
So this is definitely a movie that's going to empower young girls and just women, you know, all together, because it's really, her character is solid.
Very
and
cool.
I really enjoyed Brie Larson as the character. Like I said, the only thing I really expected more out of was because, you know, Avengers, you know, Endgame stuff. And
yeah.
I think I wanted to learn more. I think there was, and my thing was just trying to, I thought there was maybe a hiccup in the timeline.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't want to give too much away, but, you know, for those who have followed the MCU throughout, probably would know when what I'm talking about as soon as we, you know, get into the spoiler zone after everybody's had a chance to say.
Yeah, definitely. Well, definitely next week we'll get into more spoilers and talk about what actually went down in the movie, hopefully with Tarek, because hopefully by then he'd have seen it himself, so we don't want to spoil it for him.
Right.
So, in a scale of, I don't know, let's say 5 stars, what'd you give the movie?
I give it a 4.
4. Solid 4?
4.
Very cool. Very cool. So definitely go see it.
Definitely go see it. It's got replay value. I'm definitely going to go check it out a second time.
Okay. Very cool. I feel, the movie was very well done for what it was. I've said on this show before that Captain Marvel is a very difficult character to translate into what they did, and they did it very well. There's a lot of surprise, a lot of things that I thought I knew from watching, from reading stuff online and seeing the pictures, and I kind of assumed what the plot would be, and I was really thrown for a loop and really surprised. So if you are a Marvel fan or you've read the source material before, expect the unexpected. That's all I got to say when you sit down and watch this movie. Right. I was very surprised, and I welcomed it as well because it was, you know, a different take, you know, a little shakeup, you know, of the actual source material without spoiling anything. So I'll leave it at that. I loved the introduction of the character to the world, the way it was done. I like the female empowerment thing, you know, that was very cool. I don't think it was overdone. I think it was very well suitably done.
Like, I wanted to cheer at certain points. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I like it. It felt good, you know, to see her overcome a lot of adversity in that movie.
Right. No, it was very well done. I enjoyed it. It was a good origin story, definitely. It was if you're looking for, you know, the classic origin story, storytelling to be done in this movie, it was done very well. So I want to give it another 4 as well. Cool. Just 4 out of 5. Very well done. I don't think I broke any new ground or anything like that, but it was a very well done entry into the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
And little appetizer before we get into the meat and potatoes of what is Endgame coming soon.
Yeah, it's a good, very good intro, you know, because I'm pretty sure we're going to see a lot of her and we're going to see what more she can do. And we're going to see this character grow going forward. And I think when Endgame comes, it's like you're going to probably appreciate this movie a lot more because now you've had a chance to see her, you know, on different occasions.
Yeah, I think, do you think that, like, people need to see this movie before they see Endgame?
I think so. Yeah, they do. They do. Because this is really a coming-of-age story, not just for her, but also for Nick Fury, you know? Like, you know, the way it's pretty much set up, it's a young Nick Fury who's just, you know, seeing, you know, someone of Carol Danvers' power and ability, you know, for the first time.
Right.
So you're getting not only an introduction for her, but also Nick Fury. Because, you know, he always just has this side role in the movies, and he just kind of popped up, you know, in the first Iron Man movie.
Yeah.
He never really got too much of a backstory. And it's cool because they're learning each other. We're learning about them. That's why I love the chemistry between both of them.
Right.
Because she's asking questions, and, you know, he's asking questions, so we're getting to know them at the same time. And it's really going to flourish, I think, when Endgame comes in a month and a half, so I'm hyped.
Very cool, very cool. I say if you're not just not interested in it and you just, you know, want to get into Endgame, I say there's nothing wrong with you skipping this movie. I don't recommend it, okay? One, because this is obviously going to be something very important that this character's needed for the next movie.
Right.
And you're going to be probably watching the Endgame and, you know, wondering where the heck she came from, why
Yeah, you don't need it. You don't want to be confused.
Why does she have these powers? And you're just going to have some confusion. And you're going to probably come back and watch it again later at your own time anyway. So just to save you probably the confusion of what this character's all about, go see the movie.
Yeah, for real.
But if you're just that kind of person that can live with not getting emotionally attached to the character or learning about the backstory of the character, by all means, you could skip it. I don't think you'll miss out on the whole pros of what the second part of Avengers will bring, but I don't recommend it. It's a really good movie, really good origin story. Go check it out.
It's a great origin story, like you said. Yeah. And you know, this cast, you know, was awesome, too. Like, I really appreciated Lashana Lynch as Maria Rambo in the movie as well. And also Ben Mendelsohn, I think he kind of stole some of the show.
Yeah, it was really good.
As playing Talos in the movie, which is really cool, you know. And it's a great twist. Mm-hmm. I felt like, too, when I was, I was kind of antsy because it felt like a mystery. Right. Because you're learning, in the movie, and you see it through the commercials, she's learning about herself, trying to figure out, what's her purpose and where she comes from and things like that.
Right.
It's a mystery movie. So just really go. It's a fun ride. And it literally keeps you guessing at times, because there was times where I was just kind of like,
What's going on? Like I said, even for me, that's read the source material, or at least I'm familiar with it, than most other people, most people who just probably seen the movies, I was pleasantly surprised on how a lot of characters were introduced.
Yeah.
A lot of the supporting characters were introduced. I was very, very pleasantly surprised. So go check it out. We highly recommend it here in Geek Culture Congress release on behalf of myself and Mr. Joy Franchise. We cannot speak for Tarek Lewis. But tomorrow, if you're watching this on Wednesday, later on tonight, around 6 p.m., I think we're going to do it.
Yeah.
We're going to get into some Game of Thrones. We're also going to do a wrap-up, talk about some things that we missed that we didn't talk about. Me and Tarek are going to talk a little bit about Voltron. Voltron had its final season on Netflix. We're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to talk a little bit about Punisher. I think we talked a little bit about Punisher last time.
Yeah.
We touched it. I think we'll just do a quick recap just in case. And Umbrella.
I got to check it out. Everybody's been telling me nothing but good things.
The Umbrella Academy, man. I finished that with my wife yesterday, and it's a good watch, man. I was really pleasantly surprised. Another show that pleasantly surprised me. I highly recommend it. I did not read any of the source material, so that was my first introduction to that world, and awesome. It was really well done. So, me and Tarek will get into that Wednesday, of course. With you, Joy Franchise, you'll be joining us as well, right?
For sure.
All right, guys. So tomorrow, 6 p.m., we go live again right here on Facebook. Get into some Game of Thrones, talk about what we've seen so far in season one, possibly season two, and we're going to talk about some Voltron and everything else that we haven't talked about yet since the last time we see you. And thank you so much for supporting Geek Culture Congress. Joey, let them know about everything that's going on with you in your world.
Make sure you tapped in with me every Monday through Friday on Wild 94.1, 7 to midnight. Of course, you can follow me on the socials too. At Joey Franchise on Twitter and Instagram.
Very cool. And then, of course, me. You can follow me. We're all on the bottom there of the video. It's very simple. All the socials for me are at DJ Speedy JR. I'm moonlit as a DJ, so you can follow my nocturnal life. And, of course, I also am a story editor for a comic book that's available right now, Comixology, Amazon. It's called Alienox. I highly recommend it. Volume 3 is coming out real soon, and we work very hard on it. So some of my concepts are actually included in
that's
this issue. So I'm really excited about it. So shout out to Albert the Animus and all the Animus Comics peoples. And tomorrow, or actually later on today, sorry, I'm confused. I'm like in a time
you're in the time vortex.
Yeah. So later on today, we'll be coming back again with another Geek Culture Congress, and we'll get into some other stuff that we haven't talked about yet. So thanks, guys, for all the support. Go follow us right now on the Instagram at Geek Culture Congress. Also, if you haven't liked the Facebook page, do it now. I post news and breaking news and rumors all the time. Follow us on Geek Culture Congress on Facebook.
StageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.